Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Wallach. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Vale. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Gullickson. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Bill Gullickson. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mel Hall. Batting second. The second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Leon Durham. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Say. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Trout. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Steve Trout. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Buckner reaches second base with a double. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buckner scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall. Wallach reaches second base with a double. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bill Gullickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullickson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Expos, 1, Cubs, 1. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dawson hits a line drive into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall strikes out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trout moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Durham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wallach hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vail is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vail hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-1 in the game. Say hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-1 in the game. Moreland hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first, with Gullickson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Gullickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullickson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gullickson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Raines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Raines steals second. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Davis for a passed ball. Raines moves to third. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 2 in the game. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 2 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Raines scores. Spear moves to third. It's Expos, 2, Cubs, 2. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spear scores. Dawson moves to second. It's 3-2, Expos. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trout hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hall moves to third. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Buckner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Buckner reaches second base with a double. Hall scores. Sandberg moves to third. It's Expos, 3, Cubs, 3. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Durham is walked intentionally. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0 for 2 in the game. Say hits a line drive towards the mound. Gullickson catches it and throws to third to double up Sandberg. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 3. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vale hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Flynn hits a line drive into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Moreland hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Moreland reaches second base with a double. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moreland moves to third. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards right. Vale fields it and throws to second to catch Davis for the out. Moreland tags and scores. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. It's 4-3, Cubs. Steve Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Trout bunts in front of the plate. Carter fields it and throws to first for the out. Bauer moves to second. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Hall reaches second base with a double. Bauer scores. It's 5-3, Cubs. Ray Burris now pitching. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hall scores. It's 6-3, Cubs. Chris Welsh now pitching. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Jerry White pinch hits for Chris Welsh. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Raines hits a pop-up towards third. Say settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Spear hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Cubs. Mike Proley now pitching. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dawson hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bryn Smith now pitching. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Durham hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Durham reaches second base with a double. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0 for 3 in the game. Say strikes out. 1 out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Moreland takes first base on ball 4. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Davis reaches second base with a double. Durham scores. Moreland moves to third. It's 7-4, Cubs. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Scott Thompson pinch hits for Mike Proley. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Bill Campbell now pitching. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Oliver strikes out. 1 out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Wallach hits a fly ball into left field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Expos 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hall. The throw from Carter and he is out, Spear applying the tag. 1 out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sandberg hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Buckner hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Vale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Terry Francona pinch hits for Doug Flynn. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona strikes out. 2 outs. Terry Crowley pinch hits for Bryn Smith. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Montreal Expos, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.